Morning Mass, Big FM 93.7. We go to the live line this morning, and time for Dial-A-Doc. And joining us for Dial-A-Doc this morning, she is a clinical dietitian with food and nutrition services with Aramark at FHN. Jennifer Gassman joins me this morning. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're just starting everybody's favorite season, favorite eating season. That is certainly the holidays. How would you advise people to eat healthy here still during the holiday season?
Well, sometimes we get so busy, it's just hard to find balance. So I tell everyone to try to remember, not everything has to be done up really fancy or difficult to prepare. Keep something that's really easy to grab, such as prepared fruits or veggies in the fridge. So that way, when you're in a rush, you can grab healthy at just an arm's length away.
What are some of the most common mistakes people can make in their food choices during the holidays?
Well, one thing is there seems to always be food around. So a lot of times I think we tend to eat when we're not hungry, or we eat when we feel stressed. And that can be a really common problem. So another thing I think we need to keep in mind is try to take care of ourselves and get enough sleep. It's been found that lack of sleep actually leads to overeating or making less healthful choices as well.
We're with a clinical dietitian with food and nutrition services with Aramark at FHN, Jennifer Gassman, this morning. And Jennifer, snacking, another huge part of the holidays. How can people enjoy all those holiday goodies in a more healthy way?
Well, sometimes I think if we feel deprived by not having some of our fun holiday treats, we might end up eventually overeating a lot more than we would have. So maybe this year we need to look at it and say, go ahead and indulge in some of your favorites, but try to be mindful and watch the portion size. Have something smaller. And then maybe get some fresh air and take an extra walk if you find the calories have crept up.
You know, people often forget, I am totally guilty of this. People often forget calories in drinks, especially alcohol. How do those add up over the course of the holidays?
It can be amazing. Drinks can add 100, 200, or even more calories at a time. So we just need to really be aware of that. Maybe depending on your preference, try like a water or a sparkling water where you infuse the fruit or some lemon or lime juice into it. It adds some more flavor without all those calories all the time. And if you like something hot, I've been drinking a lot of cinnamon tea lately, but peppermint tea is really festive this time of year too.
Talking snacks, talking kids, what kind of things are good options for kids when it comes to snacks during the holidays?
Truly, I really hand out the same ideas as I would for an adult. So try yogurt or a piece of fruit if you want something sweet. Maybe some string cheese or a couple slices of cheese with crackers. We really enjoy pretzels with hummus. And then I try to keep raw vegetables prepared so that they are easy to grab. A lot of kids enjoy dips with their veggies, but try to make sure that they're on the lower fat end or maybe made with a plain Greek yogurt, so that you're not adding lots of calories that way.
Jennifer Gassman is with us this morning. She is a clinical dietitian with food and nutrition services with Aramark at FHN. Jennifer, what can our listeners do to keep kind of from overeating here during the holiday, but still enjoy their favorite holiday treats?
I always say survey the situation. Take a moment, look at all your options, and then decide what's most important to you. Think about maybe skipping the things that you see all the time. Choose your foods that are more seasonally special, and then take a little sampler plate of them so that you can enjoy your holiday favorites.
If, let's say, some of our listeners are hosting holiday get-togethers, are there some things that they can do to provide healthier alternative for their guests that they may be hosting this holiday season?
Well, I was thinking back on some fond holiday memories. And we used to get lots of outside fresh air by taking a holiday scavenger hunt. One year, we even did donations for the food pantry and incorporated that into our holiday season. I also have fond memories of Christmas caroling to like a relative or a close friend's place. Just great ideas to get outside and get some fresh air this year. But when you come back, you can enjoy some hot apple cider and warm up, have an assortment of like colorful veggies arranged in a wreath, maybe add a low-fat dip to the center, make individual cups of like a berry and yogurt parfait for something pretty, And then for a treat, top it off with maybe smaller size versions of your holiday cookie favorites.
Jennifer Gassman's here. She is clinical dietitian with Food and Nutrition Services with Aramark at FHN. Jennifer, now, I am probably a good example of the world's worst grocery shopper, right? I walk into the grocery store and I throw things into my cart that look good in the picture on the packaging, and the nutritional label is completely foreign to me. And what are some of the things that people like me maybe should be doing differently when they're going through the grocery store, or what to look for on the actual nutritional labels here during the holiday season?
That's a great question. I'd say try to look for lots of fresh produce and herbs to add flavor to your dishes. Many people are watching their sodium intake, and that can be hard at parties. So try to look at that label for sodium content. Look for things that are reduced in sodium or low sodium, especially when you're taking dishes other places to share. And use that label to find the content and identify the suggested serving size, which will aid in your preparation and planning.
Do you have any resources you look to for healthy holiday recipes and also some meal ideas?
Taste of Home is probably my favorite. I used to live near their test kitchen when I was up in Milwaukee, and I knew a dietitian that worked there, so I can count on their recipe analysis being accurate. And better yet, I have never made a bad recipe from there. I often get asked for the recipe if I take something that's from Taste of Home. So I think that's a measure of success. I try to look for recipes that are very colorful because of how the different nutritious vitamins and minerals hide by color groups. And color makes a beautiful table presentation at the holidays as well.
What are some of your own favorite holiday treats, Jennifer?
Well, for a festive appetizer, I really enjoy kebabs that I make with some fresh mozzarella. And then I alternate grape tomatoes and fresh basil, and drizzle a balsamic glaze across the top. But when I think about holiday treats, my favorite part is the time I get to spend with my family. We play games and build gingerbread houses. We decorate cookies for Santa. And I just love seeing how the creations turn out. As our kids have grown and moved away, I think the treat of time is really my favorite thing at the holidays.
All right. Well, Jennifer, you officially have me hungry here this morning. Jennifer Gassman, clinical dietitian with Food and Nutrition Services with Aramark at FHN this morning on Dial a Doc. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining me, and have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.
Jennifer Gassman here this morning on Dial a Doc.